Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butala.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about scaling your business with partners. Jill and I had the unfortunate event of being trapped in a car for about 10 hours on the way back from the holiday weekend between Scottsdale and Los Angeles.
Yesterday.
And we watched about 400 episodes of Shark Tank.
Yes, we did.
And it dawned on me that all these guys are doing is bringing on partners and scaling up their what ends up being a holding company or an investment portfolio of companies.
Yep.
To their benefit. You know, and they're giving, it's a win-win situation. So we've been doing that for a really long time with the Boots on the Ground program. We're about to launch a couple other companies that are driven by people who are better at the stuff that we're about to go do than us.
Right.
Our partners. So
exactly.
I figured, heck, logical extension of everything seems to be having a show and talking about it.
Isn't it fun to spend that much time in the car with your significant other, too? I just got to say, Stephen, that quality time that we got to share together yesterday was just oh, priceless. And I cannot wait to do that again.
Somebody said to me, you know, there's these things called airplanes.
Yes.
It would have been just as bad, I think, in an airplane.
Yeah, that was my my thing. You know, last minute we jump on a plane, but I'm like, no, this is the worst day ever. We'd be standing in line at security. That could be worse. Mm-hmm.
And sitting on the tarmac for a year.
That's true. Yep.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. And it's free. And as you're listening, please drop your questions into the comments section below.
Mark S. asks, how are you planning for 2019?
That's a brilliant question.
Yeah.
Sometimes the shortest, easiest questions are the most brilliant and most difficult to respond to.
I know. Well, I already got a couple answers.
Go ahead.
Okay. So for me personally, it's what this show's about, and we're going to talk about that. The second part, though, is I'm just thinking from our members' perspective. If I was a member, here's what I would be doing. Well, first of all, if I was a brand new member, I would be blowing through 1.0 and 2.0, which is now available, as fast as I can. I would have it open on one computer, and I would be doing it on another computer, and I would be trying to send out mail within 7 days. I would not waste my time. So that's one thing that I've learned from our now, you know, 3.5 years of doing this with a group.
Yeah.
The size is, the longer you wait, the easier it is to keep waiting. If you just don't think about it.
That's totally true.
And you just go for it, you will be fine. And we will, I promise, it's like I tell the kids, we're not going to let you fall that far. You have us, you know, and you have your community here. We've all made all kinds of mistakes separately and together, you know, the same ones sometimes, you know, and we're going to help you. Whatever it is, we'll help you through it. So that's what I'd be doing if I was a brand new member. If I was an intermediate member, I would be watching 2.0. I would be up in my property numbers, like the dollar amounts, and I would be shifting into, like we talked about a lot last week, shifting into being the ringleader, if you will, and not doing all the work myself, because then you're going to grow.
I would take it even a step further and do exactly what you said, but I would take a calendar for 2019, divide it by 12.
That's good.
Obviously, one month.
Yep.
Then divide by 52 each week and get to your goal. Make sure December of 2019, you're sitting around essentially like we are, because it's just about December of 18, sitting around saying that was probably the best year we ever had. If it wasn't, it was in the top three. Yep. So that's what you want to set yourself up for. And get an Outlook calendar or whatever system works for you and break the tasks down. There's a huge part of Land Academy 2.0 called Equity Planner, where it's a spreadsheet with a bunch of tabs, and the very first tab is set your goal.
Yep.
So if you want to make $12 million next year, divide by 12, divide by 52, and right in there it says this is exactly for your product type how much mail you need to send out, and then back into it again. If I'm going to send out this much mail during January, Can I answer the phone? Probably not. Well, I need to get Pat live and just work through every single little step of the way.
Yeah.
And that will get to where you're sitting at the end of November between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, googly-eyed at your business partner or your spouse saying, you know, I can't freaking believe we just made this kind of dough.
Yep.
You know, it's not hard.
Nope.
Yeah, googly-eyed. You like googly-eyed?
I like googly-eyed.
Of all the stuff that I just said, she picks out the phrase googly-eyed.
Yes.
Of all the kick butt advice. Jill's
whatever.
Like, oh, I like googly-eyed.
Equity planner, this. $12 million. No, I latch onto googly-eyed.
This is the direct result of being with your significant other in the car for 12
yes.
hours.
Yes. No, it's 12. I thought it was 10.
What was it?
I thought it was 10. Now it's 12. By the end of the show, it's going to be, we were in the car for 15 hours.
I didn't even calculate it.
I know.
That's how bad it was.
I know. Oh, gosh.
I was so tired by the time we got home. I parked the car all wrong in the driveway and got literally got a ticket. And a parking ticket in my own driveway. That's how bad
awesome.
It was. Which I'm not going to argue about.
I know.
I'm not even fight it. I'm just going to pay it and say, I'm glad we're still
my
alive.
My bad. You're right. Sorry, everyone. I can't park. That was just so happy to get out of the stupid car moment.
Today's topic, scaling your business with business partners. This is the meat of the show. I kind of feel like we just had the meat of the show. If you want to take it a step even further, you know, if you what you need to do then, and Jill and I have very successfully, we're walking, leading examples of this. I do the stuff in these companies that she doesn't want to do, and vice versa. You know, we've been partners since 2011-ish.
Nine.
Is it nine?
Yeah.
11 is when we really did it, started doing it full time.
Yeah.
She ends up doing the sales part of it and essentially the people part of it with employees and customers.
Which is the stuff that he does not like to do.
Yeah. And I end up doing the planning and the back end data piece and a lot
the
of it.
Money so part.
We're starting to see a bunch of members who are like us, like they're dividing and conquering. Some of the members that we have are doing it with other members that they met at live events and things like that. We're getting like little reports. Jill and I get, you know, we're like the parents. We're always the last to know.
Yeah, it's true.
It's always way after we can do anything about it.
Yeah.
Whether it's positive or negative.
That's true.
So scaling your business with a partner is imperative. And I brought up Shark Tank earlier. That's what they do.
Yep.
They're just the money people.
Yep.
So we're about to launch at the end of the year. We're calling it the Advanced Group, which is essentially an internet portal. It's run by Justin Sliva. He's going to be here this week, and we'll have him on the show, actually, all of next week. We'll record shows for next week, and he'll be on a live webinar, if he agrees to. He's going to head that up for us for a pretty good chunk of equity.
And the Thursday call, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I pretty much assumed that. I already told the whole team that's what's happening. So
oh,
Justin,
good.
Justin doesn't know it yet, but that's what's happening. As you read this, Justin... Because I know you, Justin.
Justin doesn't have the patience to listen or watch the show.
No,
he gets a transcript and reads
zero
it.
Zero patience.
Because it's faster.
That's right. He just blows through, looks for the important stuff, and then that's it.
Which is one of the reasons I think he's probably a great person for this job.
Yeah.
It's not a job. He's a great partner for us.
Exactly. Well, I see three parts to this. Okay, so you just kind of touched on them. So the one, scaling your business with a partner, one could be like us. That's perfect. Having a partner, dividing up the tasks, and it's so great. And I love it, like you said, too. It's fun. We get the feedback from other members that, like, you know, I do this and my wife does that. I'm more like the Jill and she's more like the Steven. I'm like, that's cool.
Right. That's exactly
great.
How they say it.
Yeah.
I'm the Jill.
Yep. And I'm like, this is awesome. So they figured that out. So that's one way of doing this, and that's excellent. Another way of doing this is, like you said, finding someone within our group. Maybe there's somebody in the group that's a kick-ass male person. But they hate posting property. They have so much property, they don't know what to do with it because they're getting hung up on posting the property, and that's your forte. And you can post it and sell it and everything. You guys can figure that out and get that together. A lot of our members are doing that. And then the third way is what you guys are working on a big level, scaling your business with partners. What if your business is doing fantastic? The only hang-up is you are so good at it, you keep running out of acquisition funds. Huh. That's what you're working on too, and bringing in other partners.
That's what the advanced group is for.
I know. And that's going to be, so I wanted to throw that in there. I hope it's okay. I'm sharing that.
Heck yes.
Okay. So, but that's what's going to be coming. Cause maybe you and your, could be you and your spouse, you're killing it. But you're like, we're now ready to take on some of these really, really big transactions. So, and there's a couple of reasons why you want to deal with other people's money too. Number one, you can do better deals or more deals.
A lot more.
You can do a lot more deals faster.
In fact, it's limitless.
Yeah. And then exactly. And then the second thing I like is, no, they're not going to sign off on it unless it sings to them too. So you're already going to get another pair of eyes. Like, so you're, by the time you present it to this group, how, whatever the format you set up is, however you present it to this group, it's got to pass all your tests and all these, whatever your list of tests are. Then it goes to the group, and then they're not going to fund it unless they feel fantastic about it too. And then it's like, oh, that takes some of the pressure off too. Like, I know we're buying, I know we're spending $100,000 on it, but we all agree that it's worth it.
Yeah, it's a great systems of system of checks and balances, and you want that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear? Well, never mind. Oh, so that was a crazy offshoot story. I think it's fantastic.
Well, you kind of started it now. Is it not? If it's not related to the topic, then I think you should absolutely share it.
Do you ever have a, like, just you, back in the day, you buy a record or you listen to an album, whatever you do now, and the first one's great, and then one of the band, because they collaborated on it, and they got everybody's opinion, including a producer and the whole thing, and they're real motivated. The band itself was motivated.
The first album?
The first record. And then the second one's like, eh. And then the third one's like, what happened?
I hate it when that happens.
And then the fourth one is usually there's only one survivor, like one band member that won. Like the compositional
just
guy.
Just because he's just hung in there the longest?
Yeah. And he's the one who's writing and doing all of it. Wow. And it's awful. My point is, there's a collaboration that goes on that you can't, that's the, you know, when you hear about corporate culture and all of that, that's that stuff. It's the touchy feely stuff that really ends up mattering. You have to have somebody, and it's me, watching the money and watching the numbers. But that other stuff, the older I get, the more I think that's that touchy feely corporate culture.
That's me.
Yeah. really matters and staying motivated and all of that.
Exactly.
Which is why I inadvertently just described a partnership.
There you go. That's perfect.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 12 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss diversify risk with multiple lines of revenue.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
All right, I got to say, it's Cyber Monday. I have two things I want to say about Cyber Monday. Number one, are you going to do any shopping online, Stephen? Because heck, yeah. I just want to kick it because I am too.
No, I'm not a Black Friday person. I'll be honest. You know, walking around in a mall trying to save 20% is not my thing. But I will save 20 to 30 to 40% on computer equipment on Amazon.
Okay, that's on my list. And I was going to say, I think you, don't you have a West Marine Cyber Monday event that you have coming on right now? I have something on my desk I'll give to you from them too.
I'm getting updated electronics for the boat entirely at like half off.
I'm gonna get another computer today and another video camera.
Are you really?
Yeah,
I am. Good for you.
I am. I'm excited. And then the other Cyber Monday I want to share is, I have a lot to share. Is, I know the Black Friday thing is over, but we're continuing it today and calling it Cyber Monday. So if you've been thinking about this, wondering about this, should I do Land Academy? Should I not do Land Academy? I don't know. Get in. There's always a guarantee anyway. If you 30 days you want out, this is not your thing. We got you covered. Well, that's how we roll. So anyway, for right now, still, it's the code is Cyber Monday. If you want to go to landacademy.com, you get 1.0 and 2.0, no price increase, $500 off, and some other great stuff that we threw in there too. So please check it out. And this community is solid, man. We have a really good group.
I can't believe what it became.
Yeah. Please be sure and hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on our podcast. Like us and comment on what you would like to see in future shows. And if you're listening on iTunes, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.